Oh. Beginner's guide this week then, how to be a trichologist. We now know exactly what it is. We know the sorts of things that we get up to that can upset the hair. But how does one become involved in that profession? Giovanni De Lellis on the line with us from the Ipswich Trichology Centre. Giovanni, is this an extension, and forgive the pun, is this an extension to ordinary hairdressing, or is it a completely separate profession?
It is a separate profession, although a lot of trichologists across the country do come from a hairdressing background, because obviously the two subjects do fit in quite closely together.
Yeah.
My family history in Ipswich, as you're probably aware, is hairdressing. We're based just across the road from you guys. And I started off in the hairdressing industry, and what was happening, we were getting a lot of clients coming in with various hair loss and scalp problems. And the natural person to ask, other than your GP, is your hairdresser. You know, oh, what do you think of this scalp problem, or what do you think of this hair loss situation? And in all honesty, when I just started, I didn't know what to say to them, and I didn't really know who to refer to, and that's how I eventually found the subject of trichology. And we found that there was absolutely nobody local, so I made the decision to study it myself.
There you go. And you are you still the only ones in Ipswich?
I'm still the only one in Suffolk at the moment.
In Suffolk? Wow. Okay.
The only registered trichologist in Suffolk. So we do get patients travelling quite far. Norwich, Norfolk, Colchester, Woodbridge. So we do target quite a wide area at the moment.
Okay. How does one go about getting into this profession then? Presumably they're going to be, or they may have done some hairdressing at some point, possibly. Mm-hmm. But taking a clean slate, how does one become involved in the profession?
The way that I train, which is the way to do it at the moment, is there is a course offered by the Institute of Trichologists, who are London-based body. They offer a distance learning course, which is what I did.
Yeah.
It's studied over a period of 2 years initially, which involves a lot of clinical sessions within their centre in London. And it's then followed by a two-year mentorship, which once you've qualified the initial qualification, they will monitor you to make sure that you're putting it into practice correctly and ensure that you're carrying out the correct procedures with patients.
Okay, so as with any other health facility, the spotlight is on you to make sure that things are right.
Yes, definitely. Mm. I mean, the course is quite an in-depth course. We study a really wide range of issues. We're not medically qualified, but we have to have a very good understanding of medical situations, obviously, as it can all impact on hair and scalp. But we look into basic genetics, nutrition, clinical hygiene, the anatomy and physiology, obviously, of the hair and scalp. And we spend a large part of the course focused on the actual hair disorders and scalp disorders themselves and studying all the facts about those and the way they present themselves, and therefore also what treatments are available for those and what we can offer.
Would you recommend it as a profession?
It's interesting. I do enjoy what I do. You never see the same thing exactly twice. From what I've found since I've qualified, there's no such thing as a textbook case.
Right.
Which was a bit annoying, because I thought they'd all come through very obvious.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, that's when eventually, once you've got a little bit of experience, that does help, because you start to notice various patterns, etc. But I do enjoy what I do, and it's nice to be able to help people and see the smile on the face once we find some sort of solution for them.
All right, couple of final questions while we have you on. My entire family, both sides, full head of hair, no baldness in the family at all, and yet look at me. What happened?
I think it's down to genetics, James, unfortunately.
Really? Even though grandparents all had full heads of hair?
Yeah. Unfortunately, male pattern baldness, which I believe is what you may be suffering with, is a dominant gene. So you only require one parent to pass on that gene.
Right.
And it will express in the way it's done.
Okay. And still to this day, not that we joke and say I suffer with it. Of course, I don't suffer with it.
No.
I'm not hugely fussed about it. But there is still no, cure for baldness, is there?
For the androgenetic common male pattern baldness, a lot of people associate that hair loss as the main type of hair loss.
Mm.
There is no outright cure for that, no. But there's lots of effective treatments that are trying to slow it down and control the rate of hair fall. But unfortunately, at this stage, it still is a progressive type of hair loss, which ultimately means it will gradually get worse. But I can reassure the listeners that lots of research is being done nationally and internationally, and I'm pretty sure they'll find a solution eventually.
Finally, if my wife ever used colour on her hair, and I'm not saying she does, but if she ever did, it always comes out a darker colour that's on the bottle.
It does, yes. And that is primarily down to what the base colour starts off as, and sometimes the products that you can get in the shops can be a little bit misleading.
Right.
And that's where using a proper hairdresser would help, as they can adjust the tone to what is actually desired at the end.
Well, if she ever does colour her hair, I'll pass that on.
Brilliant.
Giovanni DeLellis at the Ipswich Trichology Centre. The website is that, ipswichtrichology.co.uk. On our beginner's guide today, how to be a trichologist. Giovanni, as always, thank you for your time.
Thank you, James. Been a pleasure.